Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for 15 years. Scott Burton, your guest today, and my first guest is Bob Sam. He is a Thlinget storyteller and scholar, and we're going to be talking about his Evening at Egan talk on respecting our ancestors. That's tomorrow night, 7 p.m. at UAS. Bob Sam, gunashtish for being here.
Gunashtish.
It's very nice to have you here. Will you please introduce yourself to our listeners?
Shagana stayu hattu wasag. Tlinidiya hat. Ka guantan yadi. Tuchloedi dat gunk. My Tlinkat name is Shagana Sta. It roughly translates to mountain person or the man who showed humans how to respect the dead. I am Thlinget. My family's originally from Juneau, and I was born and raised in Sitka.
Gunashtish, thank you so much for your introduction. So you'll be speaking tomorrow at 7 p.m. at Evening at Egan. It's free and open to the public. And looks like you've chosen to talk about respecting our ancestors. Can you tell us a little bit about your story and why you chose that topic?
Growing up in Sitka, I grew up in the village of Sitka, and there were back then, a lot of Tlinkat families had family plots in the cemetery. And used to be every family had somebody who went up there to clean up their family graves. But as time went on and the new way of life came, you know, television and radio and TV, people began to watch this new cities and people just began to live a new way. And people who used to clean the graves, they began to move on. And I lived in Sitka most of my life, and I've never forgotten the our ancestors' graves. And when I grew up, I realized that it was important for me to stay home and go up and clean our family graves. And I noticed that these places were neglected. People had forgotten about them. And so I began to rebury some of the human remains that were neglected. I restored some of the headstones, and I picked up the trash, the beer cans, and all the garbage, and I realized that this is important. This isn't just a one-time thing. It's something I have to do for the rest of my life.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but was there a point when your grandmother inspired you to take care of your ancestors and take care of the cemetery?
I used to go up there with my grandmother when I was very young. And she, one morning when we usually go up there to clean, I noticed she was gone. And I knew she was up there, so I ran up there, and she was sitting by our family plots. And I noticed she was kind of sad. And I looked around, and I was very young. And I had a sense why she was sad. The place was overgrown. There were broken headstones, there were trash all over the place. So I had a sense that this is why she was sad. So as I was sitting there, I said, "Don't worry, Grandma, I'll fix this place for you." And so I remembered that promise I made to her. And once I made that promise and came back home, I stuck with it.
I understand you've dedicated a better part of your life to taking care of that cemetery in Sitka. I had the great honor of joining you on a tour of it last year during Sharing Our Knowledge, and it's absolutely in beautiful shape now. Going back, though, that initial cleanup, I read something about you actually had to get trucks to get all the debris and the trash out of there.
It took that first summer, it took 30 big city dump trucks, big giant dump trucks, to take out all the debris, completely full of beer cans and bottles. It was sad, and it was I felt like it was purgatory because it was so sad every day. Clearing it out, picking up. And also, I had all these remains of desecrated bodies that were sitting in a church, the Orthodox Church. So I had to rebury those remains and fix up the cemetery. I've been doing this for 30 years now, I mean, almost every year for 30 years.
You said that it felt like purgatory back then, and now you've dedicated all of this time. How does it feel for you to be there now?
I've gone up there every day for almost 30 years, and I never really stopped. I never really stopped to look at what I've done, and because it was just so much hard work. But the last few years, people would come up and they would say, "Bob, take a look at what you've done." And so finally I got my camera, I started taking pictures. It's the most beautiful place. The most beautiful place in America. It's the most beautiful cemetery. It's taking its rightful place. During the summer, over 100 tourists a day come up there. They come to Sitka just to look at that place. And it's a very famous place, and people really respect it. Any vandalism that occurs there now, if it happens, the very next evening, the community will come in and help me put them back up.
Wow. Has it always been like that, community helping, or is it mostly you in the beginning?
It was in the beginning. Lots of people did help. And over time, people noticed, "Hey, Bob's up there. You know, let's go help him." And in time, the army, the military, the police trooper academy, the community, the elders, and it's many hundreds and hundreds of people have helped. And people from Japan would come to Sitka to help. So Europe, New York would come to Sitka just to help me work in the cemetery.
You mentioned vandalism. It's hard to imagine what would get somebody to do something like that. Unthinkable. If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Bob San, a Tlingit storyteller and scholar. He'll be presenting tomorrow night at evening at Egan out at the lecture hall or the library there at University of Alaska Southeast at 7 p.m. It's going to be free for all to attend. Thinking about the title of your talk, Respecting Our Ancestors, it seems like for you, working on the cemetery is a major way for you to respect your ancestors. Is that true?
Mm-hmm. It brings me back to when I do this work. Growing up, it was a struggle. There's a lot of social problems, alcohol, drugs, or violence. There's lots of problems. And I committed myself to this work. And I've noticed in time that our people are getting healthy. And they're going back to the culture and dancing and singing and sharing. And it really makes me feel good doing this work because the more we respect our ancestors, the healthier we get as a people. I believe that. And so I've been very actively going to museums and bringing back remains of our ancestors, and I've been restoring cemeteries. I've talked to people about the respect of our ancestors, and it's been really, it's like we're going into a renaissance.
You mentioned, and I suspect you'll talk about tomorrow night, repatriation of remains, and also Carlisle. If people haven't heard of Carlisle, will you tell us about that?
Carlisle, Pennsylvania, is the oldest, one of the first Native American boarding home schools in America. And it was founded by a man named Lieutenant Pratt, who brought American Indians to Pennsylvania and put them in boarding home school. And thousands of American Indians attended Carlisle from 1878 to 1918. Over 200 Alaskans attended during that period. And of the 200 Alaskans, 14 passed away in Carlisle. And Carlisle, Pennsylvania today is a military installation, Army military installation. And the military has committed to working with tribes to have the bodies sent home at no expense to the families. And the Army will pay for the costs of the reinterment. So in 2020, we're going to bring those children home. Some are from, four are from Southeast, five are from Kodiak, Aleutian, Pribilof Islands area, two are from Dillingham, two are from Nome, and one is from Barrow.
Okay. I hope you don't mind me mentioning this, but before we were on the microphone, you were talking about how you were over at the Language Summit, and you know, you were telling me how important this is to you to talk about respecting our ancestors, and there are lots of elders at the Language Summit over at Centennial Hall right now. Why was it important to you to be with them and listen before you get ready for tomorrow night?
I love being with elderly people, because, especially fluent speakers, because they have a kind of an aura, a very peaceful and kind aura, and they have a really kind way of speaking. And I wanted to go to be with them, so I've been there for 3 days just to have osmosis and to be in a good mood. And I wanted to share with them that all of our ancestors' graves are clean. All of our major clans, both Raven and Eagle side, all of their clan graves are clean and restored. I wanted to share with him because I know from my experience that when I share those things, people feel good. And it makes the descendants feel good. So our ancestors are actually here with us today. And it was really special to hear the language and to hear, to not only to listen, but to hear the response and to see elders smiling and being happy. That is, there's no money you can put on that to see our culture coming back alive. It's like, this is Renaissance time. This is a time we are thriving. And I think we need to take a moment to realize that we're in a good space.
Ganesh Cheesh. That's the voice of Bob Sam. He'll be presenting tomorrow night at evening at Egan, 7 p.m. out at the University of Alaska Southeast. He'll be talking about respecting our ancestors. Bob Sam, is there anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners about your talk tomorrow?
I'm very excited to be here in Juneau. And I am in a really good space. And I would like to see Tlingit take their rightful place in modern society. And that is us practicing our culture and language, respecting our ancestors, and speaking the voice of our ancestors. I believe that when we do that, the rest of the community will embrace it.
Ganesh Cheesh, that's Bob Sam, Tlingit storyteller and scholar. He'll be speaking 7 p.m. tomorrow night, evening at Egan, out at the University of Alaska Southeast. Ganesh Cheesh, sir, is there anything else you'd like to add? Thank you.